Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the third and footlong show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Darren. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. How was your weekend?
It was very pleasant. We tried some burgers.
We did. I can't wait to release those videos.
I know, I'm excited. I was thinking we release them when you were over in the States.
Oh, yes, where I'll be trying more burgers, more sandwiches.
More burgers.
And I am going to film.
You're going to film. You're going to film and then send me footage, do you?
That's right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I'll be useless at it, so let's face it. So welcome to the show, as always, Planet FM 104.6, every Monday night at 7 p.m. You can also find us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and all good and average podcast platforms.
I don't know why you put the average in there.
Well, maybe not all people think all platforms are good, but you can still find us on ones that people think were average.
Yeah, that's fair, that's fair.
So what can you expect tonight? You can expect a DT confession. You can expect some quick news, pre-season review for week two, college football 101, and because the college football season is barely a week away, college football select games week one predictions.
It's all very exciting. I have no idea about college football, but I can announce, I've picked a team, founded in 1894, has claimed a few conference championships before they were named into the SEC conference. Their origins were originally the Cardinals. They are based in a state known for national parks and a free diamond mine that you can mine at, and their logo is a Razorback. I am an Arkansas Razorback fan.
Oh, welcome.
Sweet.
Welcome to the SEC. Thank you.
And I sent you a text last week because pretty much I was just looking at the different team options that we had, the Oklahoma Sooners, Oregon Ducks, and then I saw that the fans do a pig call, and I was sold. All I texted you was pig call, and then you knew.
When I was going to write down who you're going to pick, like on Monday's show, I just knew, because I knew about the pig call thing. I just knew it was going to be that.
I don't know why you didn't tell me about the pig call thing. You told me about the live pig on the field, which is also cool, but the pig call.
That was the killer. I knew as soon as you found that out, it was a slam dunk. The amazing thing as well that I found out today, because I haven't been paying enough attention, Cam Little.
Yes.
The 70-yard field goal guy for the Jags.
Yes.
Ex-Razorback. Yes.
I know. And then also we've got Isaac Tesla up at the Lions. Ex-Razorback, looking very good. Can potentially be their wide receiver number 3.
And the good news is we will play each other at some point in the season.
And it's for the Golden Boot.
It is indeed, yes.
Special 100-plus-year rivalry between LSU and Arkansas.
Yes, we don't get on.
No, we do not get on. But we get on, but our teams don't get on.
Well, I don't know. It depends what the result of that game's going to be. We may not get on for a couple of days after.
That is fair. I do quite like, though, that my team is so good that we play in two different stadiums in the state of Arkansas.
You do indeed, yes.
Can't contain us, Darren.
No. But that's because one of them's probably no good on their own. So if you had a stadium like LSU, then yeah.
Two stadiums, so good you do it twice.
That's probably why you probably still only get a crowd of like 40,000 in total anyway.
40,000 people going, suey, I'll take it.
Yeah, instead of 104,000 at LSU.
Nah.
It's great tonight to actually have the college football gear on. So for anyone who's on YouTube tonight,
I got it.
You will be able to see.
I'm really hoping that the Razorbacks deliver like UPS, because this came all the way from Arkansas within 7 days.
That is amazing.
I'm pretty sure that I watched it go across the country and I was impressed.
Excellent.
It went for about 7 different states.
I am so happy to welcome you to the college football family. There you go. There we go. Right, let's get on with some short, quick news. And tonight we're going to talk about friend of the show, Shiraz Soiza.
Ooh, fun.
Yes, inducted into the Tamaki Lightning Hall of Fame.
Dun, 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 dun.
Definitely gets a round of applause. Yeah. Amazing service to American football. But then when I was reading, as in like New Zealand American football, when I was reading Facebook, I actually found somebody else out that you don't know yet, I don't think.
I don't know yet, now go.
Shiraz's wife has also been inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's cool.
It is cool, because what I didn't know is how actively involved in the American football community she is. I mean, obviously.
Is she a player or?
Coach.
Coach, that's cool.
So she's been around the club since 2008 as the dedicated supporter, but then became like the casual photographer, and then has gone into coaching.
Nice.
And she led her youth flag football team to 4 titles, national and regional championships, over a 12-month period, and a key figure in bringing flag football to the Auckland secondary school scene.
Doesn't
we need to get her on the show.
More successful than
that. I know. Hey, that's her. She was the national team. She was the national coach. Good Lord.
I'm all for sure.
We need to get Tara Lee on the phone, on the show as well.
Definitely.
We should get them both in the studio.
Oh, yeah, and they can just steal our show.
We have enough. That's right. They'd be better than us.
Oh, they'd 100% be better than
us.
Very
better than us. So that was really the only thing I wanted to pick up. Friend of the show. That's legendary for both of them.
That's very
really
good.
Pleased for both of them. So that's our short bit of news, because most news is going to morph into
Preseason
week 2. Let's talk. Is there any game you want to start with? I've got them all.
I've got them all too, and I really, really want to discuss the Colts quarterback battle.
This is interesting. There's some really, really interesting quarterback battles going on at the minute.
I know, and the Colts one is more fun because the head coach is still not quite sure what they're doing, which is not great.
No, the Packers looked better this week, but they still didn't look great.
No, I'm very happy I had not picked them.
Yeah, no, I haven't got them going to the playoffs. Richardson, 6 of 11, 73 yards. Jones, 7 of 11, 101 yards. It wasn't a game.
No, I actually don't know how you pick between the two.
No. Well, I think that Daniel Jones has more chance of staying fit. Richardson's already had 2 injuries, and we haven't even got to the season yet.
And I think Kirk Cousins will be in the Colts at some point this year.
He needs a home. Talking of Kirk Cousins, Falcons 20, Titans 23. Cam Ward tastes success for the first time, but 2 of 7.
They really need to help him.
Yeah.
That was pretty. I watched it and I just went, I really like Cam Ward and I really want him to succeed. And why are the Titans doing this to him?
Do you know what I regret?
What?
Falcons. They don't look great. I mean, they haven't really played anyone, but I had them to win that division. And
yeah, I went really hard on Tampa Bay, Super Bowl baby, and they looked fantastic in the game.
Well, I'm surprised that they're not playing Penix, because he really only played part season last year. I'm surprised.
Not that surprised, because I think they're really trying to treat him like the starter, so there's no Kirk Cousins buzz.
Seahawks 33, the Chiefs, Chief Nation, 16.
I need to start watching Kingdom on Disney Plus as
Chief
well.
Chief Kingdom, that's it.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were saying there.
No Mahomes for the first time. He hasn't started the second preseason game, first time since he's been at Kansas. Seahawks.
I regret not picking them now.
Nah.
I know, because of Darnold, I actually just thought, they're actually better than I thought they were going to be.
What was interesting, 81% pass rate completion, even Drew Locke looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seahawks, 263 yards running.
Yeah.
On the Chiefs, sort of 2s and 3s probably, but that's a lot.
It is surprising, given the Eagles actually had a hard time running the ball in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Where do you want to go next?
I would like to go to my Arkansas Razorback, Tesla, for the Detroit Lions. What a thing of beauty, their touchdown. Did you see the body control, Darren, of my Razorbacks?
I did, but I'm glad I haven't picked the Lions. I'm not sold on them yet. I mean, Dolphins. Come on.
I didn't think anyone was going to pick the Dolphins.
So. No. Well, there was no starting QB on either team.
No. The QB2 battle was concerning in Detroit.
Kyle Allen's 14 of 17, 124, 2 touchdowns. Zach Wilson, 15 of 23, 151, 1 touchdown. Even Quinn Ewers had a game.
Yeah.
He struggled last week, but he looked better this week.
Should we look at the Panthers? Return of Nick Chubb was my main thing from this game. I was so happy for him. I really enjoy Nick Chubb. His story is fantastic. When he was running and he looked good, I went, yes, good job, Nick Chubb.
That was such a horrific incident. I got to be honest.
2 as well, because he did it in college.
That's right.
Like
yeah.
2 genuinely car crash knee injuries.
The Panthers stink.
Oh, but they may be getting Trey Hendrickson.
Well, someone's going to get him because the Bengals are open to trade, but the Panthers stink.
Just stink.
They stink.
Just stink.
13 points in 2 games. Bryce Young has started both.
Andy Dalton have some positives for Carolina
injured.
Later, though.
Yeah, but Andy Dalton now injured, so there's no plausible backup to Bryce Young. So it's Bryce Young or bust, but they stink. 0 of 2, no yards for Bryce Young. I am questioning Canales as well. why you would only leave them on the field for two when he hasn't completed a pass and the Texans are still playing their ones in defence.
I don't know. Is his confidence a bit shaky? So you don't want him... I don't know at this point, really.
Stroud looked okay.
Do you know what other quarterback battle was interesting? Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, you're going the Browns.
I'm going the Browns. I was actually really excited for Dylan Gabriel because his it felt like there was a lot riding on him to perform well, and he actually performed pretty well. He did throw that pick six, which is not great, but in general I thought, oh, good, he's actually, he's met the expectations.
I think he did need to perform because obviously Shadur, but now Shadur's injured, so no one really knows.
Yep.
The Eagles really offered nothing. 64 total passing yards, 33 rushing yards.
They did just trade for John Metchie for
the Texans.
They
did today, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
97 total yards of offense.
That's why you need a wide receiver three.
But Dylan Gabriel, 13 of 18, 143. No touchdowns, but that one INT, which was costly.
Yep. So theoretically a touchdown, just not in the right way.
I want to go to what I think is the most interesting quarterback battle.
Yes.
The Giants.
Oh, start dart.
Oh, well, I would.
I'm all on start dart.
Oh, I would. Russell Wilson was trying the moon ball again. He was trying to do what Sean Payton told him he couldn't do in Denver, and then intercepted.
Because they put him in... They put Dart in, then they took him out, and then Russell Wilson goes in for his interception. It was a very confusing string of plays as well.
But Russell Wilson was just moonballing, 4 of 7 for 108, so that shows
really,
he's moonballing.
At Hail Marys, if you just brought him in, they do often for QB twos at the end of, the first half and require a big, giant throw.
They actually tried out all four QBs in that game. All four of them played.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Dart, 14 of 16, 137.
He started, looked fantastic.
Started 1 of 3 and then went 13 successive complete. The Jets, after that, early J-E-T-S.
Jets.
That has evaporated. Justin Fields ran once for 5 yards. He threw five times for 4 yards.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't pick them. I thought about them, and I'm glad I didn't.
No, they're going to finish bottom of that division. There's no doubt about it.
Wait. Even with the Dolphins?
Oh. Yeah, because if Tua's fit, they'll win at least 8 or 9.
Okay.
The Jets might. You could just see Aaron Glenn's face when Fields was on the pitch. He's like, what is this?
I don't know.
What is this? That's what
Aaron Glenn
was
thinking.
That's what
Aaron
Glenn was thinking. Another team that stunk the joint out, the Buffalo Bills today. They stunk.
I thought you'd be very happy about your Bears pick.
Oh.
As I told you before the show, my only real note from this is Darren must be so happy about his Bears pick now.
I'm thinking Ben Johnson's coach of the year. Caleb Williams came out and he was on fire.
He was on fire, but what was distracting me? Why was his socks not pulled up?
I don't know.
I don't know why, but that's all I could look at for a while. And I was just thinking, I was like, why does this look so strange? Oh, because everyone else has their socks pulled up.
No Josh Allen for the Bills, and it showed. They've got nothing if
without
he gets
Josh
injured.
Allen, yeah, no.
Nothing.
No. They have signed James Cook, though.
They have signed James Cook. That is good. But Bills, 43% completion rate for their quarterbacks.
Oh, terrible, yeah.
Bears, 528 yards of offense.
And the Bears tight end room, fabulous. Oh, my God, just so good. The tight end, and it was just one after the other. Each tight end was, better and better, and I thought, this is fantastic.
I know why you were happy about the Buccaneers. Teddy Bridgewater, two touchdowns.
Teddy Bridgewater and my Bucks all the way to the Super Bowl. Super validating. Emeka Ibuka, oh, yeah, that was just fantastic.
17 points against the Steelers, twos. No. No Super Bowl. They might win the division.
Bucks all the way.
Rams Chargers, the only thing I want to pick up there, Stetson Bennett played the whole game. Looked actually pretty good apart from the one INT. What is the Matt Stafford situation?
It's really awkward.
It is. I reckon that's why they're playing Bennett, because I think they're preparing for Stafford not to be fit.
Yes, 100%. I did want to also note Quentin Johnson. That was a super unnecessary hit.
But yeah, that was
from the
awful.
Defensive. It was.
Yeah.
I don't know why you were even going to pretend that you were going to hit him correctly. It was completely shocking.
That was a terrible hit. We'll do a couple of quick mores because we want to really hamp up the college stuff today.
Yeah.
Cardinals 7, Broncos 27. That D's real.
And even Ingram. Happy
pickup. 58 yards, one pass, and then they took him out of the game.
My other note, Raiders from that division, I'm so happy about my Brock Bowers pick for Offensive Player of the Year.
He's a good player. He's so good.
Travion Henderson, great running back pickup, yes. It looks like.
Denver, 563 yards, by the way, just going back to that Denver game. Cardinals scored with 4 minutes of the first quarter and never, ever got close to scoring ever again.
Ravens, Cowboys, really the only note there was, did you see the signs for Tyler Loops, the kicker? Did you see the signs? Yeah. Oh, it was fantastic. The whole family had got, Loop, there it is. No, I was like, that is fantastic. Good
that.
Job, family.
I do love that.
Jags Saints last game.
Yeah, Jags Saints. I love the end of that game. It looked like the Saints had completely done the Saints, and then Spencer Rattler. That's another QB battle.
Yeah, Rattler versus Shuck.
Rattler versus Shuck. I think Shuck's going to start.
Yes, but I think Rattler at some point will play this season.
Yeah, I mean, he looked good. I mean, Rattler was so good when he was in college, and then he got kind of moved, and that really knocked his confidence, and the Saints have got nothing. They are going to be the number one pick, and it's going to bring the whole Archman in discussion to New Orleans.
It'll be fun.
So we've killed week two.
Yep.
Week three to come. I think we're going to be a lot more starting quarterbacks starting this week.
We've got one more game tomorrow.
We have indeed.
Bengals Commanders.
Is Joe Burrow still going to be Joe Burrow?
100%.
Is Terry McLaughlin going to play?
Terry McLaurin. No, he is not. Still holding out.
That's right. Two teams that have got players holding out.
Yep. Has actually been activated off the PUP list today, though. That's interesting.
Excellent. So do you want to do a bit of college football 101 and then we'll go review some games?
So should we start at the origin of college football?
You do it.
Beginning in 1869 with a game between Rutgers and Princeton. And it evolved from rugby-style play into the modern American football format that we know today.
Amazing. Two college teams that are now kind of not irrelevant, but like they're not big teams, even though they kicked it all off.
I think Andre Yoshevich on the Bengals is the only Princeton Tiger I can actually name.
College football's three main divisions. Division one is obviously the highest, and then the Football Bowl subdivision, the FBS, which is when people are split into conferences, such as the SEC. Go the SEC.
Yes, go
Big
us.
10, the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Pac-12, the Big 10, or now the Big 12. So it's all bricked
into... And the weirdly independent Notre Dame.
That's right. And they get in by the fact of just the fact they're good.
Yes.
They're because generally independent teams don't get selected.
And I was thinking we
playoffs.
Should name some big teams from that division that people may have heard of in just regular media.
Oh, look, big teams I'll name is obviously the defending champion, Ohio State.
From the Big Ten.
Yes.
Penn State, another one that people may have heard of, with Saquon Barkley. Oregon Ducks, whose mascot looks like Howard the Duck. And Michigan.
Yeah, if we go over to the SEC, the Georgia Bulldogs, the Alabama.
Yes. Crimson Tide, Roll Tide.
I don't even want to talk about them. Obviously, the amazing LSU, and of course
Arkansas Razorback,
the Razorbacks,
and then Texas
Longhorns. That's right. There's a ton of big teams are playing the SEC. Oh, you've got Clemson. Where are they? I don't know.
Who cares?
Big 10, Big 12, whatever they are.
ACC or something. Yeah,
they may be in the ACC.
They say they're in the ACC along with Florida State. It was FSU and North Carolina.
Yes. Mm. Oh. Who's the coach of North Carolina?
I don't know. Have you heard of someone called Bill Belichick?
No. He's a new kid I've heard about, so yeah.
Big 12?
Yes.
Big 12, Utah Utes, my favourite name, I think. I like it. Utah Utes, Arizona State, famous for...
Sanders used to be the coach there as well, didn't he?
At some point, yeah.
Sanders was, yeah.
Yeah, Kansas State, TCU, the Horned Frogs, who were notably in the playoffs a few years ago, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Yes.
And then there's a few other conferences, and notably Boise State and Fresno State, you often hear.
And the difference of rules, overtime NFL can end with a tie, whereas college football cannot.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the rules about 2 feet in bounds, that doesn't apply to college.
Yep, 1 foot in bounds.
And a lot of the clock stops when you get first down type stuff, which doesn't happen in the NFL. So.
And the balls also have the two white stripes, is that a notable thing?
As in the band, the white stripes, aren't
they? Yeah. Yeah. Shall we talk about Into the Sandman, though, from Virginia Tech and a few other college traditions that are fun?
One of the greatest entrances, right?
Yes, and you got Wisconsin do jump around where the whole stadium jumps. That's also pretty cool. Iowa with the wave.
Yes.
And then at Texas A&M's 12th man with the Yellowman. That's You should look it up. They're so fantastic.
The Sooners coming in with the Sooner Schooner.
Yep, Sooner Schooner. Well, you did a full-on rhyme last week about it.
It was the only thing I could do. It was just like get some poetry into college football.
Then Ralphie running across the pitch for Colorado, the Buffalo.
The Buffalo, yes. College football teams only play a 12-game regular season, whereas the NFL is 17.
So, another notable thing is the NIL, I guess, would be.
Yes, with him now being paid.
Yes.
And fan bases in college football are...
Hardcore.
Whereas
and
the
often
NFL
passed down through generations.
Just picked along the way.
Yes.
Whereas college football is serious.
And why college football is important to the NFL is because it's the primary pipeline to the NFL.
It is indeed. Through the draft.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which is amazing.
I love the draft. Draft sometimes makes me cry when I see stories. It's terrible.
There's some great stuff in the draft.
Predictions?
Predictions. Let's do it. So we pick six games.
Yes, week one.
Six games, week one. Texas number one against Ohio State, defending champions number three.
I picked Ohio State.
I picked Texas.
Fun times for us.
Lee Corso's final show. If you don't know who Lee Corso is, he is the guy that puts the headgears on. Like when he picks a team, he puts the mascot's head on. He's 90 years old. That's going to be his last game. If you've ever watched College Game Day, he's amazingly funny and engaging, but at 90, hanging up the heads. And he chose Texas at Ohio State as his last game.
Damn.
LSU number 9 versus Clemson number 4, Battle of the Tigers, Battle of Death Valley. We commonly known in my house as the Lees Bowl.
I'm very sorry, Darren. I actually picked Clemson.
So did I.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I feel really sorry
Clemson.
Now.
No, I picked Clemson. I'm going to be at that game.
I felt really bad. I did so much reading up and I was like, oh, I can't not pick Clemson.
But I always pick against my own team. And then if they win, I go, wow, that's great. They've won. Yeah. I don't care that I got the prediction wrong. And if I lose, I go,
so
well,
when
I
we verse each other, will you pick Arkansas?
No, God, no. Absolutely not.
Notre Dame at Miami.
Yes, number 6 Notre Dame, 10 Miami.
I picked the U
as well. I don't know if Notre Dame are going to be as good. I'm looking. See, a lot of things going on this year. A lot of the big teams have got new quarterbacks.
Yes.
And a fact that you may or may not
know. Or have lost a lot of offensive linemen as well.
Some of you may or may not know, only 4 times in the history of college football has a first-year quarterback ever won the national championship.
That's interesting.
2 of them have been in the last 10 years, and both of them have been Clemson.
Hmm.
Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson.
Hmm. One quarterback definitely nicer than the other.
Correct. 8 Alabama versus Florida State.
Roll Tide.
Right, I'll pick Roll Tide. Iowa versus Kansas State. 22 Iowa versus 17 Kansas State. If you wonder why I'm coming up with these random numbers, that's their ranking in the top 25. This is the Aer Lingus College Football Classic.
In Ireland.
It is, this weekend.
And I went with the defense because it travels well, so I went Iowa State.
I went Iowa State too because they're great
I feel
defense.
Very validated by all my picks so far. Right.
And then the final one...
Arkansas
versus Alabama A&M.
Sweet.
It's absolutely... Alabama A&M stink.
I know, but apparently they're a rival, but we don't really see them that way.
No, but I've got Arkansas on that. So what did we disagree on there?
Nothing, did we?
We did, yeah. Ohio State, Texas.
Oh, okay.
The Arch Manning Bowl. But what's big about this is there's so many quarterbacks. Like Ohio State won last year. They've got a new QB. Georgia Bulldogs have got a new QB. Texas have obviously got Arch Manning. Yeah. He's played before. Penn State.
Ohio State have a new QB, don't they? Because he just went off
Ohio
to
State,
the Steelers.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. And then Penn State, they've got a third-year QB, so that's why people are thinking they
could do it,
I don't know if you know, James Franklin, who's the head coach of Penn State, his record against top 5 teams is 1-15.
Maybe not, then.
No.
Maybe not.
No. Obviously, LSU have still got Garrett Nussmeier. Clemson have still got Kate Klubnik. So there's some experienced QBs there. So it's going to be this is going to be a fantastic season.
And shall we go to the Heisman? They often is won by a QB, but I do not have it by a QB.
Ooh, go.
No, I don't like picking QBs. It's always boring. So I have gone for a wide receiver. Can you guess who?
No.
Can you not guess who? Or you say no because you don't like my choice?
No, I can't guess. No.
Oh, so he was a rookie last year for Ohio State, and it is Jeremiah Smith.
Oh, okay, yes.
1,300 yards, 76 catches, 16 touchdowns as a freshman. Yeah.
Yeah, So I don't think they've actually finalised who their QB is going to be at Ohio State, yeah?
They got a good wide receiver, so...
They have. I have gone for a QB, because a QB does normally win it.
I know, I just wanted to be different.
Somebody else, yeah. I've got two.
You've got two. Is one of them the Clemson guy?
No.
Oh, you don't have the Clemson, because lots of people have the Clemson guy.
They do have Kate Klubnik, yeah. No, I have gone for Arch Manning. Yep. I just think the name, if he has a
Manning's
half
always
decent,
perform.
If he has a half-decent season, and I said to you before the show, he's actually mobile, whereas... Peyton and Eli were not mobile. Whereas Arch is actually quite mobile. And Garrett Nussmeier, I think he's going to have a great season for LSU. But
go LSU.
Go LSU. Got to give him some love. Then we had our top four.
Yes.
Go on, who did you pick?
I'm going to give you the obvious ones. So I have picked Texas.
Yeah.
Arch Manning. Third generation Manning. Both other generations have been good. Can't doubt the third one. Clemson, because I think the hype is real. Their defense looks really good, and you know how I feel about defense. So that was easy for me. Two good wide receivers, a really good running back. Yeah, and lots of people returning, is from what I read, so that's always good.
Yeah, Dabo Sweeney's a good coach as well. He's likeable. Whenever I've seen him, even though he's the Clemson coach, he's likeable.
And then,
Steve Sarkisian, head coach of the Texas Longhorns, he's a nice guy as well. So
Sarkisian's a great coach now. Yeah. Fantastic coach now. Arizona State is my dark horse candidate for a top four.
Wow.
I wanted to not go chalk, so I went, did so much research on who could be a dark horse. I looked at so many different people, and I went, okay, so they've got a really good QB, they've got a wide receiver, a really good offense, and I thought, you know what? Darren says their offense is really important in college football. So I will go Arizona State, and then my last and final, because I've got their Heisman winner wide receiver, I'm going Ohio State.
Yeah. So I've got six, because I never, ever conform to the rules, but I'm going to try and narrow it down to four. Ohio State.
Do you have Arizona State?
I do not have Arizona State. No.
What do you feel about Arizona State, Darren?
I think they're okay, but I don't have any feeling that they're going to be a top 10, top 12 ranked team.
They were in last year, though.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
But so were the Horn Frogs or whatever they were about, Horn Toads about 3 years ago.
I know, but they got to the top four. We were naming the top four, and if Arizona State is in the top four, what are you going to give me, Darren?
I don't know. I'll have to do some sort of penance or something like that of your choice.
I think a nice steak dinner.
As long as it's not eating fish or something like that.
I think a nice steak dinner would
be
good.
Okay. If I get in the top four, I'll buy you steak.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go Ohio State, even though they got a new QB. But this is only the four. This is not the winner. The Longhorns, Arch Manning, they're ranked one. I think they're ranked one for a reason. I'm not going to go with Penn State because of James Franklin's record against top five teams. It's a bit like the Ohio State coach, Ryan Day. He just cannot beat Michigan, no matter how bad Michigan are. And they wanted to fire him last year because he lost to Michigan when Michigan were terrible.
Because that's a big rivalry.
Yeah, they're terrible last year, but he went and won the national championship. I'm also going to go with the Georgia Bulldogs. You'll like this because I just think they're just the best defensive team in.
Well, isn't that what the Eagles thought as well? And they've got pretty much all of them on their
roster.
That's
right. Yeah. Gunnar Stockton's taking over as QB from Carson Beck. He has had some playtime previously, so not really truly a first year. Now I've got Clemson or LSU.
I don't know.
I'm going to anti pick. I'm just going to pick Clemson.
Sure.
Because somebody on CBS picked LSU to win the whole thing today.
And do you know who I have as the national champion winner?
Go for it.
Clemson.
I've got Texas.
I've got Clemson.
There we go.
I find the O-line of Texas quite worrying.
I think they can do it.
Okay.
Right. Well, that is it. We're there.
I know.
Time. That's the end of the show. So next week. We're going to be pre-season week three. We're going to have NFL week one predictions, NFL news, return of food polling. That is our show. Thank you very much for listening. As always, go and check out our socials, subscribe, do all of that sort of stuff. Follow us. Help us out. It helps all the algorithms. So look, we really appreciate you listening to the show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Have a great week and let's see you next Monday.
One 104.6